us to gossip.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so this is a rumor. I don't have confirmation on this. But Taylor Swift is reportedly taking a break from her friendship with Blake Lively because she regrets being dragged into Blake's fight with It Ends With Us director Justin Baldoni. I don't blame her. ASAP Rocky was found not guilty of felony assault yesterday. He actually dove into Rihanna's arms when the verdict was read.
The jury in the above entitled action find the defendant, Rakim Mayers, not guilty of
felony. Yeah. They had to rein the crowd back in. He also told the jury, quote, thank y'all for saving my life. Fans of Yellow Jackets are posting theories on Reddit forums. Chances are the star of the show, Melanie Lynskey, has read your post if you are posting on Reddit.
There's been a lot of speculation I've seen about who Hillary is playing. Not to bring that up because I'm trying to avoid talking about it. But some of those have been very interesting, very tenuous connections to the plot. Some of them are warm.
Yeah, some of them could be right. Season 3 just premiered and is streaming on Paramount Plus with new episodes on Fridays. Lonesome Dove is being revived for potential movie and TV projects. The book series by Larry McMurtry was previously made into that miniseries back in 1989. Oh, Lorena, darling. Do not get me started. And Chapel Roan is giving fans a sneak peek of her new song, The Giver. It's a little hard to hear. I called on the phone. Yeah, anyway, that's a hotline number. 620-HOT-TO-GO. I thought that was awesome. Callers can hear snippets of the track through a series of quirky options. And when I say quirky, I mean quirky. Donnie Wahlberg will return to his Blue Bloods character for a spinoff series called Boston Blue. It'll premiere sometime during the 2025-26 season on CBS. And Meghan Markle has revealed her business rebrand, changing from American Riviera Orchard.
It limited me to things that were just manufactured and grown in this area. Then Netflix came on, not just as my partner in the show, but as my partner in my business. And I've been waiting for a moment to share a name that I had secured in 2022. And this is the moment. And it's called As Ever. As Ever essentially means as it's always been.
Yeah, okay, sure. And Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's home in Nashville was burglarized. You think everybody knew where they were at a certain time doing a certain thing? Probably. Chelsea Handler shared her emotional experience of leaving her longtime agency.
I felt proud, like, that I was able to face that moment. I felt proud that I was able to be an adult. I felt proud that we got emotional, like, that connection. You know what I mean? I'm getting emotional just talking about it because it is so meaningful, because all you really want in life is to have an impact on people, you know?
Yeah. So she left her agent, and that is a close relationship. I mean, hello, show me the money. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. And finally, a dirt alert. So this one's really not that much dirt, but Serena Williams says she didn't crip walk during the Super Bowl halftime show to be petty. I hear you like I'm young. I'm pretty sure Kendrick was being petty. Anyway, Serena said, quote, I think I proved 23 times over, not counting 4 gold medals, that I simply don't have time for petty. Don't worry, Serena, I do. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Co. and B104.3. Oh, that was awesome.